dong buat tunggu rampe. Kurang nikmat apa kita hidup di NTT.
Ikan naik di pantai, rame-rame turun ke pantai. Lagu ini memang enak, hebat, suruh dan ejagare. Anak flores NTT, laki-laki hitam manis te. Katakan ada yang dari jauh, kam 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 kamu dengar dari jauh. Ada dari jauh, kam 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 dengar dari jauh. Ini kita punya mau, hai, kok sudah tahu ada. Kita nyaman kah, heke, yang coba tujuh tipu.
Nikmat apa kita hidup di NTT.
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Nyaman Faisal on Indonesia Today. On Wednesday, 12th March 2025, I hope that all of you are fine. Today with me, Nyaman Faisal, I'd like to accompany you for 6 hours ahead. Well, I hope that when you are doing your daily activities, you are able to improve your capacity building. You are also able to increase about your insight, and even one thing that you have to remember is just make your life happy. Yes, just make your heart also happy, also full of happiness, full of enthusiasm, that today can be done comfortably and even enthusiastically by yourself. When you do it with your friends, maybe your colleague, or maybe with your family, everything that you do about your daily activities, this must be done effectively. This must be done cheerfully and even congenially. Well, lots of information, music, and even social culture compiled as our features. We have also would like to share you our interview here about the activity of Ramadan, and even information that would like to increase about your insight of Indonesia. Now here it is. I would like to inform you about information here is regarding the discount of flight ticket for Eid al-Fitr. Yes, coordinating Minister of Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto has confirmed that the government would offer a 10% discount of flight tickets for the 2025 Eid al-Fitr homecoming period. According to Minister Hartarto, the discount will be applicable to flights scheduled a week before Eid and also a week after the holiday. Yes. In addition to the flight tickets discounts, the minister also revealed that the government would provide toll tariff discount. Moreover, the government is strengthening transportation infrastructure across land, sea, air, and rail to facilitate the smooth flow of Eid homecoming. The minister remarked that to boost consumption, the government also plans to launch another national online shopping day. And also every purchase from the online shopping is cheap sale, offering discounts between 50% and 70%.
Of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, listeners, up next is a song called Banyu Moto. Banyu Moto is composed by Hari Marwanto. It was released in June 2020 on YouTube. The word Banyu Moto comes from the Japanese language, which means tears. The lyrics itself tells the story of a song written by someone for their beloved, containing a heartfelt promise to remain faithful and loyal to their partner until the end of life. Well, listeners, here is Banyu Moto by Nella Karisma and Dori Harsa. Happy listening.
Tembang iki tak gawe mongkang kowe sing paling tak tenani nganti saiki.
Tumpete si Banyu Moto iki sing dadi bukti sumpahan janji sehidup semati. Matikan ku pastikan mergo mongko
saksikan mergo mung kowe sing tak resnani tekan ning mati.
Indonesia.
www.voinews.id listener, do you still feel, what's that, enthusiastic in doing your daily activities? I hope that you still feel enthusiastic in doing your activities every day. Well, whatever it is, this must be able to be done by yourself with full of spirit. I mean enthusiastically, yes. But you know, I believe that there are some things that can make your activities be meaningful and even be done effectively. But you know that sometimes by knowing or listening information or even wise word, when we do something, this can make us feel cheerful, and even we are able to do it happily. But here, that's why I would like to share you our wise word. It is now from Kyai Haji Hasyim Asy'ari. Kyai Haji Hasyim Asy'ari said, "Courage is the foundation of every struggle that will bring us victory." Kyai Hasyim Asy'ari is an ulama, national hero, and founder of the biggest Islamic organization in Indonesia, namely Nahdlatul Ulama. He is also known for his strong nationalism and consistency in faith. He is also known as a smart and influential nation's teacher, so his ideas can be a reference for generations.
ここにいる女の子たちに僕たちの歌を聴いてください。
Kita tambah dan
idaman wanita ya. kota kembang.
Pelukanku terakhir kali, kau katakan cinta putih dan suci yang kau persembahkan seperti janji manis. Bila malam
alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang
Alhamdulillah, after disaster, people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better for blessing and more beneficial. And also the economic standard of society is also better. That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. Eruption of volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom cloud of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust which showered Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya itu sangat berdampak negatif.
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact. Even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the district, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewi Wisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atang Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam, Minggu malam Senin gitu kan, kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan.
Earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke. At the time, general election would be conducted. I was at command post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, wow, raining. When entering the post, I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west. Many people over there went down. when he said, "The mountain erupted, the mountain erupted." At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Saifullah completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, pertama letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan, hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, Senin, there was no eruption. Rabu, only smoke on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Senin, Selasa, Rabu,
Thursday evening, itu the big eruption happened.
Tapi dari Senin, Selasa,
so on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened.
Mengeluarkan lahar.
But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, occurred overflow smoke and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we start water burn, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture, also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was perpetually collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slope feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. In 1987, farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted it.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agriculture land is more fertile. In the past, 1 hectare land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today, it is better. Here, the land calculates per plot. So, 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots. 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now, it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang, who works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung dust has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam, kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens. If we dig the content of Galunggung dust, there is vulcanology dust or hara elements which are very needed. sangat microelement is needed by plant. One of them is manganese, V or iron, magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plant's growth because those microelements are very needed by plants, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plants. Before Mangalunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmer that one hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galunggung dust does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even galunggung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada galunggung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada galunggung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik.
Beras galunggung yang diproduksi kalau beras dari air galunggung itu
before galunggung erupted its premium. Product was normal.
Ya, sehingga
but
mempunyai harga yang
eruption, the product increase.
Berasnya itu
rice quality is also better.
Saya itu merek
galunggung rice.
Beras
which is produced from galunggung
water mana itu ada sebagian
one,
beras dari sini.
So that price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang
satisfying. If you do not believe the brand mark of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Sayong. It is good quality of the rice. The stocking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 until 60 kilograms. Generally, stocking rice can produce much if used fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Marketology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya karena digabung satu kabupaten.
We produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Kapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. There are red rice, black rice, white rice. Those types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah dengan adanya letusan galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5 until 7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Kan dulu mau akan ada yang kelaparan kan di kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silahkan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If three times a year, it means 3 tons. in the past, it was only 2 tons, twice, isn't it?
Ton, kalau lagi bagus,
Alhamdulillah, kan? It was enough for residents to eat twice or three times. Blessing, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah.
Itulah riwayat Galunggung, tapi Alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang.
That was history of Galunggung, but Alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources sendiri, and bring about more benefit bagus, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Safulo, head of Sukajadi Village, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom, which is worth to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
The news. The Batam Concession Agency ensures that the development of the Rempang Eco-City Integrated Area in Batam, Riau Islands is still one of the national strategic projects. This is stated in the Direction of Regional Development in Appendix 4 of the Presidential Regulation of the Republic of Indonesia No. 12 of 2025 concerning the National Medium-Term Development Plan for 2025 until 2029. Head of the Public Relations, Promotion and Protocol Bureau, Arya Stuti Sirait, in an official statement in Batam on Wednesday, stated that her side hopes that all parties can support the completion of the Rempang Eco-City project, which will contribute to Batam's economy. The Southwest Papua Provincial Government will soon optimize 3 airports in Tambrau and Raja Ampat Regencies in an effort to strengthen connectivity between regions. Governor of Papua Barat Daya, Elisa Kambu in Sorong on Wednesday explained that strengthening connectivity between these regions is important to have a positive impact in each region. According to her, this is included in the province priority program because the province administration wants to ensure that interregional connectivity is running and can have a positive impact on each region. The three airports consist of Werur and Kebar Airport in Tambrau Regency and another in Raja Ampat Regency. That's a newsline.
Memberi kerinduan di dalam mimpi-mimpi.